When people think of science fiction, they think, oh, Star Trek. And actually, I never really was a fan of Star Trek.
This is Kathy Goonan. She's an award-winning science fiction writer who lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. Her writing is not your typical science fiction fare, though. She's blending some of the more familiar science fiction themes of futuristic dystopias and nanotechnology with, of all things, jazz. So science fiction and jazz seem like they occupy a pretty different part of the artistic spectrum. How'd you end up with a taste for both?
Well, I would say both of them are directly related to my father's interests. He read a lot of science fiction. It was always around the house when I was growing up. But probably much more importantly, jazz is my soundtrack since I was born, probably before I was born. And it was his music. He played jazz saxophone. He spent the late 30s and the 40s and early 50s seeing just about everybody that he possibly could. Now, as I got older, of course, I listened to a lot of rock and roll and stuff in the 60s and 70s, but I found myself reverting more and more to jazz. And what I like about it is that it's an American music. It was born and grew in the United States, and as did science fiction. So there is that connection. Queen City Jazz is my first novel, and it takes place mainly in Cincinnati. And it's a Cincinnati that has been changed by radical nanotechnology. And the people who are living inside of it are basically infected by characters, by music, by all aspects of American art. So you have people believing that they're Billie Holiday or character from a Flannery O'Connor book, but they're all American arts. And then in the final book, War Times, I used my father's World War II memoirs and his jazz sensibilities, and I actually was thinking about calling the book Jazznocracy, because it's a lot about consciousness about war and peace, and the idea that jazz, with its acceptance of a lot of different voices, might provide a distant model for incorporating all different viewpoints and different philosophies to a harmonious world, as it were.
Fascinating, fascinating.
It's like reaching for the moon. It's like reaching for the sun. It's like reaching for the stars. Reaching for you.
Back to Queen City Jazz for a moment. You mentioned that some of the characters were infected by musical and literary characters.
Mm-hmm.
So the characters would think they were Billie Holiday or Thelonious Monk.
Mm-hmm.
If you could be infected by a jazz character, who would it be?
Wow, what a great question. Yeah, I think Billie Holiday would be a good one. You know, if you could skip the bad hard times.
The heartaches, yeah.
I don't know if that's possible, though. But I don't know, maybe Billy Strayhorn.
Great choice. Great choice. I'd want to be Thelonious Monk.
Yeah.
If one was to inhabit me, it would have been helpful about 40 years ago when I was just getting started. Instead of after all the years of work. Do you think your love of jazz has affected your writing style?
I think it has in a lot of different ways. I think that kind of approach to writing is deep in my brain. So, the word choices, the rhythms of my language is probably one way that it affects it. And the other thing is, from the macro point of view, the overlays of time and points of view of the different characters, the threads that I bring into my work, I see them all as being interwoven and striking harmonies within the work as a whole. I would like to think that transposed into music, it would make a a pleasing, if sometimes dissonant or edgy kind of music.
Kathy Goonan is an award-winning science fiction writer and lifelong jazz fan. She's the author of jazz-themed science fiction books Queen City Jazz, Crescent City Rhapsody, and In War Times. I talked with her this week from her home in Knoxville, Tennessee. Let's go out today with one of the jazz spirits to inhabit the pages of Kathy's Queen City Jazz. Here's the late, great Billie Holiday and her take on a classic by George and Ira Gershwin. You're tuned to Jazz Connections.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
Billie Holiday in her 1957 version of They Can't Take That Away From Me, a song that made its jazz debut with Billie way back in 1937. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. I'm Jeff Haas. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you've got an idea for a Jazz Connection show, or just want to hear a favorite tune, please email me at jazzconnections@interlochen.org. Jazz Connections is produced by Lou Bluen and myself, and is brought to you by Chateau Chantel Vineyard, Winery, and Bed and Breakfast on Old Mission Peninsula in Traverse City, Michigan, on the web at chateauchantel.com. Well, I'm looking forward to sharing the hour again with you next week. In the meantime, put yourself out there and check out something outside your usual playlist. Duke Ellington was right on when he said it's not about categories or genres. It's all music.